Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I'll bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
No, I'm not running for governor. Few skeletons still lingering from a Halloween that lasted from 18 until 30. Tony Ortiz is the other sinister laugh you hear joining us on the Meyer Guest Line, where Tony's like, yeah, Bill, you should, people go, you should run for politics. I'm like, there's that closet basically is an airport hangar out at Detroit Metro.
That's why I'll never run for political office either. Too many skeletons in the old closet. And things you don't even think are skeletons.
No, because we didn't have the camera phones. We didn't have social networks. Mr. Simonton, you're running for governor of Michigan. Can you tell us about that time at that golf course when you were blocked in at a kegger and you said, to heck with it, I'm going down the ninth fairway? Unless you have proof, I will not categorically answer or deny that question. Next question, please. All right, T.O., what'd you think about the news, Kerryon Johnson? I mean, Ragnow deserved it. They're taking care of that offensive line. They're building for the future. Was the Johnson release too early?
No, I think the Lions have a definite plan for how they want to approach the running game. DeAndre Swift will be the number one back. Jamal Williams will be number two. The kid they just drafted will probably be the number three or number four back. I can see the Lions diving in. They've already picked up a couple of undrafted free agents, so I can see them diving back into the free agent market. So, no, I think they did the right thing with the running game. And I think the biggest thing that will help the running game is locking down Frank Ragnow like they did for the next 4 years. He has turned into a very good center in the NFL, and I think that was a good move by the Lions to lock him down. So now you've got three-fifths of your offensive line pretty much locked down in Decker, in Ragnow, and in Penei Sewell. That's a good start for this franchise.
Yeah, and you have and Kerryon Johnson, it's just one of those situations where if he never had injuries, would he be a different back? He didn't show that burst of speed you need to the edge. He's not that between the tackles guy, and I think that between line fits on a tweener type of back that you had in Kerryon Johnson.
Yeah, the one thing Kerryon Johnson did that's going to be hard for the Lions to replace, although I think Jamal Williams will be getting this role first, is his ability on third down. He was able to catch balls out the backfield. But the other thing that helped out Matthew Stafford on some third downs was Kerryon Johnson was the guy who was able to pick up the right blitzer when they were breaking through the line. So Jamal Williams is going to have to pick up that role, and I believe he's the guy who will get the first crack at that.
Yeah, and then now you're going to get, you know, you got Williams, you have Swift. I don't think they're going to invest money. You could see a no-name third back, maybe, you know, somebody who fits in. And now I'm wondering, as they're putting together these pieces, and I asked Dan Miller, the voice of Lions, this question earlier, T.O., well, what are their next moves to prepare for the season, moves that could help them win games this year?
I think they'll probably go, and this is just a gut feeling, I think they'll probably go into the free agent market. Now the draft is over, the second round, the free agency is likely to begin. I think they'll probably try to bring in another linebacker and probably another wide receiver. I think the wide receiver core they have is okay, but I think they need a veteran to go into that group and to help the young receivers develop in the NFL. So to me, wide receiver and linebacker will probably be two spots that the Lions will look to improve with free agency.
So, the Aaron Rodgers story, where are you at on it? Because Aaron Rodgers could end all the speculation over the last 7 days and just say, you know, guys, I'm not done in Green Bay yet. I'm working with the front office. I'm working with my agent. We're trying to get something done. But this thing seems to get nastier, like a public divorce each and every day.
I think this is a power play by Aaron Rodgers. He wants to get some power within the Green Bay Packer organization. The GM seems to have all the power at this point. Rodgers wants to at least have a say in some of the things that are going on with the team. And I think this is a power play. I think Aaron Rodgers is testing, and again, my opinion, I think he's testing to see just how far he can push the pile, just how far he can take this. You know, I still think he's going to be back for 2021. I just don't see Aaron Rodgers sitting out an entire season, and I don't see the Packers, based on the way huge their team is constructed right now, letting Rodgers walk or trading him before they get one last shot at the Super Bowl before they probably turn the offense over to Jordan Love in 2022. So to me, he'll be back for 2021.
Tony, this team right now, if Aaron Rodgers, you think he'll be back, but let's say it's not something that can be put together by both sides and he moves on wherever, Denver, you know, Vegas, top of the list right now. What does that do to the NFC North? Because you're going to get the 17-game schedule. You got the Bears probably will be going to Fields within a month of opening the season, if not sooner, if not even before the start of the regular season. You know, Vikings were an underachieving 7-9 team last year. Without Rodgers, what does that do in terms of helping the Lions?
I think it turns the division into a crapshoot. I really do. I think if the Packers don't have Aaron Rodgers, I think they probably drop, well, you can't say 500 anymore with 17 games, but they'll hover around the 500 mark, which is where I think the Vikings will hover, and eventually where I think the Bears will hover. So I think without Aaron Rodgers, the division turns into a crapshoot. If Aaron Rodgers comes back like I believe, I still think the Packers are the best team in the division. I think the Vikings have closed the gap a little bit. I think the Bears definitely closed the gap. I think the Lions are starting to close the gap. They still have some work to do. But, again, to me, this is the last ride for the Packers, Huge. If they don't do it this year, if they don't get to a Super Bowl this year, they're not going to do it.
And Rodgers may know that. You know, he could be one of these guys like Brady that ends his career with somebody else, and maybe he wanted that one more shot with the Packers who were close and thought they had it, that this was going to be the year they could get it done, and they'd be celebrated instead of Brady right now. That could be part of this offseason frustration by Rodgers. And they just agree, play one more year and move on. I don't understand. I get the positioning by Rodgers. Mm-hmm. But wanting the front office cleared out, or the so-called reference to Jerry Krause, who, by the way, was, like him or not, he was an architect of one of the greatest dynasties sports has ever seen. It's just not a good look for Rodgers, if this all is true. And again, we're in the world, T.O., with social networks and no journalism for the most part. What is real and what's not real?
I agree, and I'm surprised Aaron Rodgers has not come out, whether to ESPN and Adam Schefter, whether to Pat McAfee. I'm surprised he has not come out to a soft landing spot to explain his side of what's going on. Usually Rodgers will do that. He'll find a soft landing spot to do that. He just hasn't done it yet, so to me, I think he's kind of enjoying being in the spotlight, and I think he's kind of enjoyed a little bit of the turmoil that he's created in the last week or so.
Tony Ortiz from Detroit, Motor City Insider. Tigers, before I let you go, and they are tied with the Red Sox 8-8, so the bats came alive here the last couple of days. Miguel Cabrera now below, not in the starting lineup today, hitting .098. I know Pujols got dumped by the Angels' final year of the deal. There's still four more years left on Miggy's deal. How does his future play out in Detroit?
I think he still plays out the deal. I just don't see the Tigers dumping him the way that the Angels dumped Albert Pujols today. I still think he gets a shot to play out the deal. Listening to some of the players the last couple of days, Huge, to me, it's a case where they believe that Miguel Cabrera will turn things around. The manager, A.J. Hinch, believes he'll turn it around. This is just a rough patch right now from Miguel Cabrera. But it does make you wonder if, and I'll use an old reference here, and I hope people understand it. It makes you wonder if he's reached the Willie Mays phase of his career, when Willie Mays was out there patrolling center field for the New York Mets in the 70s and not looking anything like the player he was, or the player a lot of people remembered from the 50s and 60s.
Tony, appreciate your time here on the Huge Show across Michigan. You're a good man. Stay safe. My best to everybody there at 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit, and also WWJ, the sister stations, to AM 1270 in Detroit that carries the Huge Show weekdays at 3.
Huge thank you, and right back to all of the people working with you and you yourself.
Yeah, say hi to Brett. Brett says that you don't like him. I think you do.
I like Brett a lot, believe me. He's the one voice on the phone that I can't wait to hear.
Wow, that's Tony Ortiz. Man, he's from Detroit. That's like Aretha Franklin in her prime, or Berry Gordy saying, you know what, kid, you got talent. All right, we love you, T.O.
Take care, man.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I love his laugh.